Bonjour, mes amis. Welcome to my podcast, Traveling Back in Time, where I become the voice of a tour guide back in the mid-1900s versus the present day. Je m'appelle Julia, your host. Today, as you can tell with my French accent, we will be touring the most visited city in the world, known for the City of Lights, the beautiful Paris, France, where we will go back in time for our tour of Paris in the mid-19th century, where we learn about the key landscapes, the architectures, decorative arts, and fashion. Let's go back in time. Welcome to Paris, France, Metropolis. It has the population of 2,800,000 inhabitants. Its area is 10,500 hectares. Its perimeter is 50 kilometers and its average altitude is 36 meters. It is divided into 20 arrondissements and 80 quarters of each arrondissement has its mayoralty and each quarter has its police station. Now for a tour of some key places you just have to visit. We're going to start off with Place de l'Opera. Central spot of the Parisian activity, situated before the splendid opera monument, which stands at the far end of it. One of the most beautiful and most animated places in the world. The opera, conceived by Charles Gardner, 72 meters long, 79 meters high. Saint Madeleine, Place de la Madeleine, a church with 34 statues adorn the side walls. It has bronze doors. This is where the famous Mr. de Tranquillité has modeled several compositions taken from the Old Testament. Place de la Concorde, very beautiful place of an unrivaled majesty. It is 62,500 square meters, absolutely astonishing. The obelisk, this very important statue piece stands since 1836. They call it Stuxor Obelisk, or Cleopatra's Needle, brought from Egypt from the Thebes ruins. The Colonel Van Dam, which is a column that has been made of the bronze by 1,200 guns. Some major key places include Hotel des Invalides, Église Saint-Louis, the Muse Historique de l'Arme, École Supérieure, Military High School across from the École Supérieure, you will find the Champs de Mars. Large rectangular surface, English garden with grots, rocks, waterfalls, and a lake limited by verdant shaded and flowery banks. One of the most charming loiter spots for Parisians. At night, during the beautiful moonlights, its charm is quite romantic, you could say. This spot is visited by many dreamers and poets. In front of the Champs de Mars, you can find the Chalet Place. Located on the hill of the Trocadéro, a semicircular palace of so-called Moorish style built in 1878. In 1973, it was transformed for the international exhibition of that year. It is the home to present museums. In the museum, you can find sculptures of ethnographical and oceanographic marine and fresco. Now, the star key place you've been waiting for, the home of that gigantic pyramid, Tour Eiffel. It has the world renowned, stands at 300 meters high and weighs 7 million kilograms. It is the triumph of steel work, entirely built from steel. Its unquestionable use for the transmission of wireless telegrams and the usefulness of high monument as an observation station during the war has consecrated its glory. The two-word Eiffel receives messages from all over the world. It holds height records amongst all the world's monuments. One approaches its top by lifts or endless staircases. the city of Paris, France. At this time, you can travel by taxi cabs, trainways. You are even given the choice to use the metro. But in all honesty, by foot shares its true beauty. Welcome to the city, Paris, France. We are in the year 2019 with a population of 2.2 million. When you think of Parisians, you think of the stereotype they were given with wearing barrettes, a rude personality, always get gourmet meals, and that have to include a baguette and a mime by your side. All French people have poodles. Haha, how funny. It's just a Parisian stereotype. Paris is situated in northern France on the banks of the river. The French capital is at the heart of the Île-de-France region. Paris earned from her name the City of Lights during the Age of Enlightenment, when many visionary ideas were born. It is a lie that has remained undimmed and which now attracts 42 million visitors a year, making Paris the most visited city in all the world. Paris is a city explored by metro, taxi, on bicycle, but her charms are best found on foot. Her attractions are never far apart. Views of the 12 grand avenues, which radiates outwards like a star. This grand avenue is where Parisians come to dine, shop, enjoy the theater, and to celebrate life gradually, opening into formal gardens and majestic buildings. The world's greatest treasure house of art, the Musée de Louvre, once 14th century palace, today delivers the most visited art gallery in the world, with the most famous residents are the Mona Lisa and the Venus de Milo. Parisians see it as a duty to enjoy life to its fullest. The Luxembourg Gardens, with its gambassade fruit groves and over 100 statues and fountains, the ideal place to grab a deck chair and a Parisian and rest. Nothing says Paris like the Eiffel Tower. The Iron Lady can be seen from all over the city. However, nothing can prepare you for the moment you first stand at her feet, or from the views from the top that will hold dear for a lifetime. The city's hillsides rise into the neighborhood of Montmartre, once the artistic center of Paris. Her twisting streets and narrow lanes were at one time the home of the Picasso, Dalí, and Van Gogh. They are a perfect place to lose yourself and discover. Paris is an absolutely astonishing place known for the beautiful sights, the high fashion, and the most valuable art. Unfortunately, the tour has come to an end. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in, and I hope I helped your decision on going to Paris and where to visit when you go to Paris. I'm going to leave you with a pun. I fell in love with Paris.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.